Zap English, listening.
Level 2, Unit 15, Money.
This Real English Listening podcast accompanies the ebook that you can download at zapenglish.com.
In this unit, you're going to practice listening to conversations and individual people talking about money. Let's start. Listening Task 1. Do you like to save money or spend money? Are you a spender or a saver? Listen to people answering the same question. Do they say the same as you?
I used to be a spender and not really think about anything that I was spending my money on. And since having children, I've had to become a bit of a saver, really, because childcare is quite expensive and I work part-time, so I don't have as much money and I really hate it. And I hate thinking about what I'm spending and how I'm spending it. And I hate thinking that I can't spend it because I haven't got it. So I would really love to be a spender again.
I would consider myself to be a saver. At the very least, I've always enjoyed spending money on things that I don't need and spending very little money on the things that I do need. So usually for Christmas I would ask for things that I just need so I don't have to spend the money on it. I usually get the most boring Christmas presents considering to other people, but I like getting socks and shirts and pens and stuff like that I don't enjoy spending money on. But I do enjoy saving my own money because it's just as good as making money to me. And if I'm going to work, 5 hours to make $200, I'll work and I'll spend a couple extra minutes looking for an airplane ticket to save money, or, not ordering the smoothie at the restaurant to save money, because it kind of comes back to how much you respect your money and your time and whatnot. So yeah, I consider myself to be a saver of money.
I think I'm a little bit of a both, the spender and the saver. Sometimes I say I can't afford it when I should, and sometimes I buy things when I shouldn't. So I'm caught in the middle. I would love to be a great spender, but economically I can't quite afford it.
Am I a spender or a saver? Well, I think I have become a little of both because I do have a fixed income. So I do have to live within a given amount. And now I also try to save some money because, number one, paying for health insurance is critical. So, and the other part of my problem is I do like to buy clothes. So I think I'm somewhere down the middle. I'm pretty conservative with my money simply because I have to be.
Listening Task 1. Answers. So, who was the biggest spender? Well, nobody was a big spender, really. Everyone said they were a saver. Or they were a bit of a spender and a saver. Listening Task 2. Listen to three people having a conversation about money and what they spend it on. What are some things all three people spend their money on?
Hello, Stuart. Hello, Sybil.
Hello, Katie.
Hi, Katie. We're talking about money.
Money, money, money makes the world go round.
Something I like, but I don't have a lot of. What do you spend your money on?
I spend my money on food. going out to fabulous restaurants in town.
Fabulous restaurants?
Yes.
Very nice.
Well, even the cheap ones are fabulous here. So.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I've heard it said that the cheapest ones are the best ones.
I might agree with that.
Yeah. I think that's true, actually.
Yeah. But I put a lot of my money into art mm-hmm. supplies and mm-hmm. programs, computer programs and technology, computers, mm-hmm. parts and screens and hard drives, if you already seen my yeah. collection of hard drives. And yeah, I'm a sort of a tech nut, technology. But I like to buy the best stuff so it lasts. And,
okay.
And they usually last a long time for me because I take care of my things.
So food and technology for you, I think actually more than anything else, except for rent, which everybody has to pay, I think I spend money on doing things more. Yeah. I mean, I'm buying things, having things, I do spend money on, but much less than I do on going to places and doing things like eating or like traveling,
plane experiences.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Traveling is the most expensive.
Yeah,
but we're addicted to traveling.
Well, that's true, and maybe we're not typical. I don't really spend, like I have friends who would spend, if they had the money, they would spend say £200 on a bag or £300 on a pair of shoes. Even if I had that money, I just couldn't, because I would be thinking, that's half a plane ticket.
Yeah, exactly. That's me in a exactly. nutshell right there.
Well, mm-hmm. I'm like that now, and I've been like that most of my life, but when I worked in Hollywood, there was a whole nother society you had to become involved in.
Yeah.
So in order to take part in that, it was sort of the idea of you had to spend money to make money.
So people have to see you spending money and think...
Well, they have to see it on you, at least in those days.
So you had to look successful.
You had to look the part.
Yeah.
And so that superseded even my portfolio. They said, oh, he must be doing something right. We'll hire him.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. So how you... spending money was a way of showing that you were at the top.
Yes, well, you had, right, to a large degree. I mean, I couldn't compete with movie stars, and yet I was in that business, so I had to show that I was successful.
Yeah.
And you couldn't do that if you just went around in work shirts and jeans. You had to have a special car and a special clothes and special haircuts and, you know, or be unique in some way.
Yeah.
For me, I didn't have the special haircut. I just had long hair. But... But I had nice clothes and a nice car, and so I sort of fit into this thing. And I figured this out. It was like advertising. You have to know what your audience wants and then give that to them.
Yeah. Well, it's a good job I'm not in Hollywood, that's all I can say.
Yeah, I think Hollywood would spit me out pretty quick.
Listening task 2. Answers. So, was there anything we all say we spend our money on? Yes, there was. We all agreed that we like to spend money on travel. Listening task 3. Listen to 4 people telling us if they're saving for anything at the moment. Is anyone saving for a house? A car? A present?
Okay, I am saving at the moment for my plane ticket to go and join my family in America. And that will be next month, so I am working hard to get some new orders so that I can put some money aside for that. And... also, I need to get a couple of things for my bicycle, so I'm saving money for that. I also have to save some money for my son's birthday. I would like to buy him a bicycle for his birthday, and I kind of have to make up for last year because we had plans to take him to a concert, and the concert was cancelled, and keeps on reminding us that we didn't really do anything for his birthday last year, even though he's at Disneyland.
Am I saving for anything at the moment? Is a very good question. I should be. I feel that I should be being very grown up and responsible and saving for things like a house, or I don't know what people save for, mortgages or cars and things like that, really grown up things. But I'm kind of saving for holidays, really. I like to go on holiday quite a lot. I like to go back to England to visit my family. I love windsurfing, so I like to go on windsurfing holidays. So I try and keep a little bit of money aside for when the next holiday comes up or next person suggests going away. Also, at the moment, I'm trying to save a bit of money because my sister suggested that me and my brother and her put some money aside for a birthday present for my mother for her 70th birthday, and we're hoping that maybe we can get enough, save a bit of money each month, and then in 2 years' time when she's 70 we'll be able to offer her some money to go away on a big trip to Africa or somewhere that she'd like to go to. So I'm trying to save a bit of money for that at the moment.
Listening task 3. Answers. Let's see what you heard. Is anyone saving for a house or a car? No. Hannah said she feels like she should be saving for these things, but she isn't. Is anyone saving for a present? Yes. Greg is saving for a birthday present for his son, a bicycle. You can spend money, but you can also spend time. Congratulations, you've spent time improving your listening.
Remember, there are some extra tasks to help develop your listening in the accompanying ebook from zapenglish.com. Thank you for listening. Bye.